Heck yeah. All right, here we go. Ready?
Ready. Take it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, 10 o'clock. It's a rainy day after Memorial Day weekend. Yeah. How you feeling?
Feel good, man. Good eating last night. Mr. Hayes.
Well, I don't want to brag, but...
Yeah, it was good.
The Weber does most of it.
I know. But it's whatever you add to it makes it better.
Good morning, Sean Bowden, Matt Finn, Dan Maynard, Roger Rabbit, Craig Holmes, Doug Stack,
hello.
Amber. How are you guys all doing?
Hello, all of you crankers and crankers.
Sean E. Hey, I got a weird one for you today.
Oh, boy.
Okay, check this out. What do you get if you give a man a fish?
I don't know.
Feed him for a day.
Right.
What do you get if you give a man a poison fish?
I don't know.
Feed him for the rest of his life. Is that morbid?
That is pretty morbid, yeah.
Hello, Dan Maynard. I gotta say, a special, special birthday. We celebrated yesterday.
Yeah.
My little Maddie.
Yep.
We celebrated her birthday yesterday, but her real birthday's today.
Right.
So happy freaking birthday, Maddie.
Happy
love you,
birthday,
love you, man. Love you. Hello, Jack Alexander. No, I'll tell you, she's pretty awesome. She's double digits now.
I know.
10.
I
mean, can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
Dan Maynard and Pam, they're like the long distance aunt and uncle to Maddie.
Right.
So they said happy birthday to her last night. She got this huge, huge, huge smile on her face.
I know.
You know, I suppose, you know, it's just one of them things. I don't know, some of that special connection that goes on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you said when they visited, we had the cookout a few years back.
Right, they did.
They literally cooked to Maddie more than any of the kids.
Right. And Dan said, Pam and I miss her so much. Well, I think that feeling goes both ways.
I think so, too.
She got a slushy machine. Okay. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
boy.
That was kind of her big present from mom and dad. And just to give you an idea where she comes from is she wants to take her slushy machine and go sell slushies on the side of the road. It's that entrepreneurial
spirit. She wants to be a little entrepreneurial.
Roger Rabbit says, I suppose Kinsey will just have to fully become a cranker so I can be sure to get my cranker's time in. Hard to keep an almost 7-year-old occupied till 10 a.m. It is.
Yeah.
It is very hard.
That's a job.
It's a full-time job.
That's right.
You know, there is nothing more important. And when I say nothing, I mean absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Than raising your kids right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having the discipline. But having that happiness,
yep.
You know, I've grown to learn a couple things in my day. Like, you know, hello, Gilbert, being a ramrod, you're going to listen to me.
Right.
You know, you got to raise your kids where you're not breaking their spirit.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Like, sometimes you want to try to break their will.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get hurt. They're going to do something stupid. It's going to hurt them. However... Jim says better late than never. Jim, I posted a couple things on Facebook about us going later.
Yeah.
Speaking of, that's Jim Pratt.
Yeah.
Jim Lockwood, the famous Jim Lockwood.
Yeah.
The Notre Dame attorney. He's listening today.
Yeah.
Yeah. He called right before the show. But, you know, you want to keep that freedom alive in your children. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. You want to give them hope.
Hope. That's hope, something everybody needs.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But to the times we're going through right now in this country, across the globe, we need hope.
We do. I'll tell you something weird. Hope. Hope you don't have a bunch of snakes in your yard.
You got that right.
So we go this whole winter, not a mouse in our house, not one.
Right.
Right? And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out because now I can hear them and, you know, and we've caught a few, so... Yesterday, I decided to go to war with the mice. All right. You ever had that problem?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is what I've been told. When the snakes came out, little snakes came out. Now they're growing. So snakes obviously eat mice.
Right.
So the mice escape into your home to keep the snakes out. However, if you don't get the snakes out of your house, guess what comes next?
What's that?
Or excuse me, if you don't get the mice out of your house, snakes come next.
Okay.
So, sense. Well, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So anyways, last night I went to war, and I was in double digits with them, with sticky traps. You ever use them?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're kind of weird. Dan says, it's a fine line between suppressing them and not breaking their spirit. Absolutely. It's, exactly. You know, I want them to live free.
Right.
I want them to be happy.
Yep.
I want them to have things in the right order. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like being a decent human being to other people.
Yep.
Like having respect, but being able to go out and live your life and really look at a situation. There's a difference between being a douchebag or an a-hole.
Yep.
Or being a disrespectful little prick.
Yep.
There's a difference between that and actually going and living your life. Like, there's always going to be people that tell you what to do and how to live your life.
Yep.
Well, here on Morning Crankers, we believe in living free.
Yep.
We believe in living happy, and we believe in living respectful.
Right.
I don't go out of my way to hurt anybody.
No.
But if you happen to be in my path.
Right.
I'll do my best to avoid you, but if I can't, it is what it is. Sean says, work is busier for him at this hour, but listening. See, that's what I mean.
Right. It's,
you can't hit that middle ground.
No, you can't.
You don't. So what do you got for today, brother?
Oh, let's see. I got a...
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Anything like you did this weekend? Before a story, I mean...
Oh, anything I did this
You
weekend?
Did a flag walk.
Yeah, I did a flag walk.
And that was kind of fun to see. I want to, you know, walking down the road with the flag. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, guys.
But you take Memorial Day seriously.
I do. I take all the patriotic holidays seriously. You know why?
Why?
It's our freedom, baby. It is. It's our freedom. It's if it wasn't for those who died before us and the ones that serve our country,
right?
We wouldn't have a country.
Right. Oh, yeah, you know what I love about Memorial Day when you hear the stories,
yes.
You know?
From the old timers. I love the old timers.
I was listening to one. This is like 10 years ago. This guy's driving, hits an IED. In his vehicle, there's like six people. They're under attack. Mm. The guy obviously gets blown up at first, and he starts grabbing the guys and carrying them. The med flight comes in, and there's still one guy left in I think it was a Humvee. The guy is shot up, okay? He just went through a bombing. He got all those people to the thing, and he passed away saving that last guy.
Like I said, they're the real heroes.
You know what I mean? That is freaking awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Honor the Fallen Day. I like that, Dan.
Yep.
He wants to rename it to Honor the Fallen Day. You know, all gave
one.
Some gave all.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes you don't know whether to have that jubilation in your heart or
right.
If you should cry, you know, or maybe
right.
There's somewhere in between.
It is an in-between because it's patriotism, man.
Right.
Whenever you start feeling that way, it's just that patriotism running through your blood, man.
Right.
How much you love this country.
And I don't care what people think about patriotism.
I don't either because, you know, that's my prerogative.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
But getting into a story, a returning Bob Dylan record. Bob Dylan record returned to Ohio Library was 48 years overdue. Wow. A manager at an Ohio library said a man who checked out a Bob Dylan record returned the borrowed item through the mail 48 years later.
You know where it was?
Where?
It was in the basement next to the medicine with Johnny.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, geez. Sarah Phillips, manager of the University Heights branch of Height Libraries, said an oddly shaped package arrived in the mail on one recent day. She says, I got a package in the mail from San Francisco that was record-shaped, and lo and behold, it contained a record from our collection that was due back in June of 1973, Phillips said. Wow, What do you think about that?
Well, do you like him? All right, give me your best shot. I want to hear. I want to hear Dylan come out of your mouth.
Oh,
knock knock knocking on heaven's door.
Okay, can't do the Guns N' Roses song. Do a different one.
I know. Even that, I think Guns N' Roses did it better.
Got a chicken's head and going to school and in my rolling bus and.
Hello, Skullgram. No, I, you know, yeah, what a
very unique voice.
Yeah, and, you know,
he was heck of a rider.
Well, hippie man.
Heck of a rider.
Hipster.
Yeah.
The original hipster.
Yeah. I mean, he wrote songs for other artists, too. I mean, he was that good, you know.
Remember what I said. If you think hipster dick cheese goes on a sandwich, you shouldn't be listening to Morning Crankers.
That's right.
So, 48 years. Now, we just had a story of the woman in Texas, 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay. She didn't take back a movie. She was facing felony charges.
Yep.
But this person isn't facing felony charges, and that's 48 years.
No. No, they're not facing felony charges. The story reads on. Phillips said that Simon included a $175 donation when he returned the record. Yeah, that was awful nice. As well as a copy of his own album, Western Reserve. Phillips said Simon's album might end up as part of the library's music collection. So the other person was an artist themselves. So
an artist.
An artist. A music artist.
How do you make money at artistry?
Don't know.
When did Picasso die? In the 70s.
Right.
You know, people look at 1970s. Kind of weird.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. He was old.
But, you know, I think art expresses things. It makes us feel things.
It does.
You know, I think art and mythology kind of fit together. Do you?
Yeah. And I like the old saying, art defines life.
Does it, though?
You think about it, dude. All the art, like paintings. We can talk about paintings. Like paintings. There's always some artist out there that can paint something about someone's life. It's a fact. I mean, like, you can paint a scenery of, you know, you're visiting a mountainside.
Well,
beautiful mountainside.
There might be that type of art.
Yeah.
But let me remind you, my favorite poster of all time has this super gorgeous model on this, you know, in a swimsuit on this poster, right? And on it, on the bottom, it says, somewhere, somebody's sick of her. S-H-I-T. Do you get it?
Yeah.
Do you get that? I mean, that kind of explains life.
Yeah.
Different type of art.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think pornography is art?
No.
I don't think it's art.
No.
No. What's your favorite artist?
Probably Van Gogh.
You like Van Gogh? Wasn't it Van Gogh that cut his ear off to,
he was.
You know what I mean, to send it to his girlfriend?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times back then they were scientists and you know what I mean?
Right.
Artist.
They say Mike Tyson was an artist in the ring. I think that's why.
Really? Mike Tyson?
Because he bit off the ear of Evander Holyfield.
I wouldn't say he was an artist in the ring.
That ear still was edible.
Well, you want to talk about an artist in the ring, let's talk about Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, there's artistry.
Right.
Okay. Mike Tyson, I mean, his voice is probably more artistic than... You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it is what
he always
is.
Had that lift, Blue.
Yeah, a little bit, you know? Well, when you looked at him and then you heard him, you're like, you almost had to chuckle.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's one of them guys you just listen to and it's like, okay, laugh now. You know?
Laugh now, tough guy.
So, well, right. Check this out, man. Five mythical animals that turned out to be real.
Mm.
Okay, we have a lot of people that tell us, well, this is reality, and you need to listen. Okay, kind of like UFOs aren't real, except now the government freely admits UFOs are real.
Yeah.
Bigfoot's not real. Animals aren't real. Dwarves ain't real. You know, none of these things are real.
Minions are not real.
As long as they can keep us, you know, conformed and make us go this way. Well, these are five mythical animals that turned out to be real. Okay. You know what that is right there, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That is a big bill. I know what they are.
I would think you'd remember. Duck-billed platypus.
Platypus. Yeah.
It also happens to be the only mammal that lays eggs.
Yeah.
And Jack Alexander, our Aussie friend, was on here. I'd like to know. I have heard that duck-billed platypuses are actually venomous.
Right.
I don't know.
It works mid-morning.
Heck yeah. All right, here we go. Ready?
Ready. Take it.